what happens if you find out that one of your colleagues is on OnlyFans? This week, we want to talk about the exciting world of online entrepreneurship and what you should do or how you should handle or all the little questions that we have if you find out that one of your teammates is on the internet in a very intimate way. This week on The Veterinary Viewfinder. Welcome back to The Veterinary Viewfinder, the podcast that tackles the toughest topics in veterinary medicine. And 7.5 years ago, a tough topic that we covered here on The Viewfinder in the early days was, what do you do about tattoos? Should they be visible or should they be hidden? And do you have a policy? Well, these days, it seems like you might have more than a tattoo to worry about. We want to talk about what happens if you find out if one of your colleagues, employees, coworkers, teammates, whomever you want to talk about, is on OnlyFans or is on some kind of intimate website. We want to talk about the things you may want to think about because we're thinking about it. But before we start thinking about all of that stuff, as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Dr. Ernie Ward.
And I'm registered veterinary technician, Becky Mosser.
And Becky, this is one of those topics that, you know, we're always like planning ahead. And I'm saying, Becky, you know, is there something you want to talk about? And let me tell you, this was not on my bingo card. Tell us a little bit about what you want to talk about today.
Yeah, I love to blindside you with these topics. I really do. But I was, as I do, perusing a social media site and came across a conversation that was just sort of, I can't tell entirely the context of the original post being really sincere, but I know like a lot of times it's like, hey, forget this. I'm not making any money. I could be making $1 million a month on OnlyFans or, you know, some of these other things that have popped up. And then from that, this conversation started of people being like, well, I have a part-time job taking my clothes off for entertainment. Right. I have a part-time job doing this, doing that, doing the other. And I was like, this is so funny because I like to think I have a very open mind about these kinds of things, but it did. It made me think about like 7 years ago, we were talking about how to handle purple hair and tattoos and piercings and how do we blend that into the clinic? And, you know, obviously the internet and social media was very much a thing at that time, but it really has exploded. It has grown. We have TikTok, we have all these other sites and media, and it has created other opportunities.
Yeah, and guys, I mean, you know, you may be familiar or not. We're talking about like OnlyFans. I know there are other little things out there. I'm familiar with Patreon, which came up during the YouTube days. And, you know, these are basically private websites that can give adult content. I guess we'll frame it like that, Becky. And you pay for that, right? So, and I don't fully understand the whole, you know, do you pay per visit or per month or whatever, but however you do it, you make some money doing things like that. And these, I'm assuming, Becky, that they don't all have to involve disrobing, but I'm also assuming that a lot of them do. Is that fair assessment?
Well, I have to say, I didn't do, I guess, appropriate research for this topic in the sense of really figuring out what it all is entailed. And so I am coming from a spot of naivete.
Sure, sure.
A little bit. But what I gather from, especially from TikTok, from folks who talk about, because like there are a lot of TikToks for sex workers, for girls who do strip, and they're like, come with me to work while I make $2,000 tonight in 4 hours. I'm like, okay, what are you doing for a living?
Right.
You know? So I do think a lot of these are subscription based now, which again, it just kind of blows my mind. And again, I want to say upfront, zero judgment.
Right,
I am not coming from a place of judgment. I'm coming from a place of complete fascination. And then adjacent to that, I'm coming from a place as like office manager and coworker and colleague. And how do we incorporate this in our clinic in a way that is supportive of our teams, is legal, is supportive of our clients? Like how, like that. So, okay. So that's really where this is coming from. It's not a judgment finger pointing. Oh my God, you have an OnlyFans. Like if you got it and you want it, do it. I'm great with that.
Yeah.
But I like can't help but laugh because I think about like when I was a kid, it was $2.99 a minute on a 900 number that you called, right? And like it is, technology has never, all the way up to like in the 1800s, it was showing their ankle in a peek box, you know, history has said that sex will win, sex will sell, and people are going to continue to find ways, So in a profession where people are like, hey, I don't make enough money. Hey, I don't have a lot of free time. All of a sudden, there is this opportunity that, I believe it to be subscription-based, But I think there are other ways too. Like, sure. I don't know for sure, but I think the cool thing about the subscribe, like, people can now budget because they know how many subscribers they have. Right. And I'm like thinking to myself, one, amazing business model, right? You have really nailed it here. But two, more and more people have access. And that means more and more people have access to entrepreneur and other access to consume. And I think that can kind of end up causing a little bit of conflict in a somewhat open arena,
right,
such
right.
as work.
Yeah, and I think that's really what we want to talk about today. So again, Viewfinders, just to be clear, both Becky and I are really neutral on this. I mean, we are supportive of folks doing things legally and making money. So if this is your jam, by all means, I am going to 100% support you. But we really want to focus on how do you handle it from a team standpoint? So again, the scenario is you find out, you discover, or it's disclosed, you know, the person comes up and says, hey, I'm on OnlyFans. How do you handle that? And Becky, I do have a bit of a reference point for this, although it's not on the internet, and this is far preceding the internet. This is way back, you know, over 20 years ago. But we do live in an area here, you know, it's about an hour away from Myrtle Beach. And if you're familiar with that, people have all kind of fun names for that area, the Redneck Riviera and all kind of stuff down there.
Yeah.
But regardless, you know, they're back in the day, Viewfinders, you know, 20 plus years ago, it was also known, golfers came from all over the country and the world here, and they had a lot of strip clubs. Okay. And so what happened was one of our employees, and this was a person who primarily was in kennel, and she was really wasn't with us for very long, you know, so I mean, you know, it wasn't like somebody who'd been with me for 10 years and then suddenly I discovered
this. Okay, yeah, good point.
Yeah, but this was a relatively new employee, and we discovered, and actually I was told by one of our coworkers that she was working at one of these places. Now, it was slightly different than a strip club. It was kind of a lingerie modeling place. I don't want to get into all the specifics of it, but, you know, there's the same element, right? You know, there was a involving, you know, limited clothing. You know,
she wasn't walking dogs for a living there.
Right. And fair enough, right? And, you know, I mean, this was her day job probably at our clinic. And then, you know, on the weekends or evenings or however that worked, you know,
her
she was
free
time, to do that, right?
Yeah.
So here's what happened, Beck. You know, one of our employees comes up to us and says, hey, did you know? And, you know, I will never, I mean, the reason I have such vivid memory of this is because I did not know how to respond, Becky. You know, I literally in that moment go, oh my gosh, I better be very careful, right? I didn't know about legalities or whatever, but I knew that however, whatever facial expression I had or whatever I said next could set the tone for really this person succeeding in my clinic. And that was my intent, right? You know? And so I said, oh, that's great. Well, good for her. You know, as long as it doesn't impact our work, you know, then I don't care, you know? And I remember sort of almost the relief on that technician. And it was a vet tech who came up and brought this. This was kind of our head person at the time. And so I remember there was almost a palpable visual sense of relief on this person. It's like, okay, good, you know, because we didn't want the drama. You know, it's like, well, let's just go about our business. Now, Becky, you know, I want to frame this in two different ways. I want to, first of all, you know, in that scenario, let's say you're the head tech or whatever, how would you have handled that? So you find out, the person tells you, however you do this, but let's say you're my head tech at the time, what do you do next?
Okay, so I have a thing right here. Like in the middle of you talking, I was like, I wanted to interrupt you because, and you know, I do love a rabbit hole sidebar. So I'm not trying to go too far off track here, but is that gossip in the first place?
Right.
So like the first thing I thought to myself is, does she have a right to come in and tell you what this individual is doing in the first place? So like kind of my instinct is instantly that my problem with that scenario is not the kennel person who has a night job. It's the technician who felt like she needed to come and tattle on her.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because she is in possession of this after hours employment. Now, if it was, hey, a client pulled me aside this morning and said,
right.
So now we have clients who know who it could become problematic because what if they start talking and it's a thing and do we bring it up to her? That's another scenario. But just like to me, this feels a little bit like smack talk, a little bit of gossip. Now, if she came to you and said, hey, I'm just worried because all of the techs are chattering right now and this is the goss, like then that would be different. So in this scenario, I'm a little upset that the technician took it upon herself to just come and tell you, like, okay, what are you going to do about it? Okay, nothing. Okay, good. So that aside, that's kind of my first thing. My second thing is, do you have any rules about moonlighting?
Right.
For most clinics, the rule about moonlighting is going to be you don't get to work in the field, right? Like you can't go and work at another day practice. Most clinics allow you to go to emergency. Most clinics don't care if you go and do spay neuter. Most clinics don't care if you work at the shelter, but you just can't go and work at ABC clinic across the road and on your days off and do day practice. So if you don't have a moonlighting clause, then you really have no business to say anything at all whatsoever. So from like a practicality standpoint, this is like a, we don't even need to talk about it thing. But in reality, it's like a tiny little spark that could absolutely implode within the clinic just by the nature of people and chatter and gossip.
Right. And judgment, right? I mean, and I think that that's probably, you know, I don't recollect the entire conversation. I just remember the scenario, but I would have to argue, knowing that vet tech at the time, that she probably was doing this because people were talking about it, you know, it was becoming a thing, right? And she was like, hey, do you know about this? And I think that she probably was relieved whenever I wasn't going to make a big deal about it, because that really escalated the thing, right? I mean, you know, suddenly now, maybe, let's just argue and say that your team is divided on it. Like half of them say, ooh, that's immoral, that's wrong. The other half's like, I don't care. You know,
so
if you make it a thing, then you've now forced people to take sides. So if you can ignore it, right? Now, I do like the other part of your answer, because this was what I was going to lead to. It's like, what if I had been in an exam room and a client pulled me aside after this young lady, you know, brought their dog back in from, you know, getting lab tests or whatever it was, because she was like an assistant. And they said, oh, you know who that is. She's one of those girls or whatever. How, you know, I will say this, I probably would have laughed it off and said, oh, good for her kind of thing, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I would say, if you're out there listening today, you might want to role play this in your mind at least. You know what I'm saying, Becky? Like, just be prepared, because Becky, I mean, there are millions of people on these things now. This is not, like Becky was saying at the beginning, this isn't a small thing anymore, you know? My thing was a small thing. I mean, there was only a handful of these places down there. Now, anybody with a video camera can do this. So, you know, I would start to prepare for it. Becky, let me go back though to the, I agree. At what point do you just, again, let's go off on a slightly different tangent. When would it rise to the level that you would say, oh, I need to tell my boss or superior or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like that, when you're saying, okay, it's after hours and, you know, I'm not going to judge her, so it's none of my business. What kind of things would, just in a, you know, quick moment, just what would rise to that level?
I guess first and foremost, anything that's conflicting at work. So like, if you are posting on your OnlyFans from the kennel, I've got a problem, right? Like, if that's your day, like, we're not going to double dip.
Right. Good point.
So I think that if it becomes a thing where it's interfering with your daily job, and again, even if that's, I work nights doing this gig and they're texting all day or they're calling all day, or I'm calling out sick because they needed coverage and I went with that. Like, so if it's interfering, that's the only place that I really feel like I have a place to be like, hey, the other one is, do I have a moonlighting clause? And so if you are an employer or a manager or whatever, and you're listening to this and you're thinking, I would not have it, you know, you're in a place where you are not okay with this, then you absolutely need to write that into your employee manual and your employee clause, and to make sure that's clear. Because without that, I feel like I don't have any say. And I personally don't feel like I have say in what somebody does when I'm not paying them. You know, I think it's always funny, you hear like teachers get seen out at a bar and parents are like, what are you doing drinking? And, you know, they're like, living my life because I'm only a teacher during the day, right? And people like forget that, and they think you live in the moment that they see you. And so I personally feel like this is a situation where we don't make a big deal. What you do in your off time is not my time. But if it starts to affect your work and it starts to affect, you know, my company, and I think this is an opportunity to think, like you said, about role-playing it. Because if it was becoming all a chatter among my team, it's the team I'm talking to, not the employee. Right. It's the team that I'm saying, are you kidding me? Are we in kindergarten? Who cares? And I don't want to hear this here. I don't want to hear this on my floor. And I don't want to employ judgy people who are going to be gossipy and remind them about our gossip policy. It's like I said, though, it's a spark waiting to ignite.
Right. And again, you know, we're not lawyers or attorneys, but many public school teachers have been fired because of this. Various things were brought up. They had a breach of ethics. So teachers have a code of conduct and they feel like those violated that. So these are all things you need to explore and consider, like, especially if you have a strong opinion one way or the other, yeah. right? Because, you know, if you are adamantly opposed to this type of business, then, you know, you need to really look at your state laws, what you can and cannot prohibit. And even if you can, you know, Becky, so this is a complicated legal stuff for sure. But on the other hand, several school districts have held up and yep. been able to successfully fire public school teachers for doing this.
That's the thing. And I guess if that's what you feel like you're going to need to do, if this comes up within you, and don't think this isn't going to happen to you.
Right,
that's the thing is I'm like, this is a real thing. Like, I bet you if you poll 50 employees, somebody is doing something questionable on their spare time. If they were going to be really like, if you could pour the truth serum, somebody's doing something, you would be like, whoa. And there are a lot of companies out there that proclaim Christian values and that like kind of stand on that hill. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is long, any more so than these employees having a job outside of yours that doesn't align. But you need to protect yourself if you feel like that's where you're going to go, and you really need to covet this position from a ethics or a value standpoint. Right. But again, the second part of that is, and again, it's to stay in front of it. Do you have a good gossip clause in your handbook? Because that's going to be your way to nip this in the bud when employees are causing a problem. You know, I worked with a girl who... her husband had a criminal past, okay, that was following him. And it came out basically because of some pure nosiness of some really classically catty clinic girls.
Yep.
And they went and told everybody. And they just were like, did you know? Did you know? And this girl that worked with us really, like, she then had to become a thing. And she had to say, like, hey, I know you know this thing. And And I was really disappointed that that's how that went down and that there was no managerial oversight that it happened in terms of like, hey, you guys really really violated people's privacy here. It was pretty out of control. Wow. So if you are like, oh, I don't care, it doesn't matter, then make sure you're covered on that end too, because somebody's going to care and somebody's going to try to make it matter. And then you need to be able to back up your clinic values and standpoint of how you're going to deal with that.
Right. The other thing too, Becky, that, you know, and again, I'm not saying that I handled this correctly because I again, to this day, it was sort of one of those things that was, you know, a bit, unsettling. I didn't know what to do. I'm nervous. But I never, you know, I also, and again, being a male in that position, right? I was an authority figure. I mean, Laura was an authority figure as well. But, you know, being a male, I felt like, wow, even more risk for me. You know what I'm saying? So be very careful. But the other thing is I never actually confronted or brought this up personally or privately to this individual. Like, I never went up and said, so, hey, I hear you're doing this thing on the weekend. How's it going? You know, I never went there. And she never brought it up to me. Now, in fairness, she was only with us maybe for a year or whatever, you know, so it wasn't like a long-term employee and I didn't have that maybe type of relationship with her. But you know what I'm saying? I think also from an employer or a supervisory position, you've got to tread lightly as well. Because again, you know, what you also don't want to do is be perceived as judgy, you know, as somehow intimidating or disapproving, you know? I mean, I think there's a lot of, that could really damage the relationship. And as I mentioned in the outset, Becky, the thing that froze me for that moment, and I was so aware that I need to be very measured and tempered in my response. Like I remember having that clarity in that moment because I wanted, you know, again, I wanted this person to succeed. And I think that if you're a manager, if you're an owner out there and you're listening to this, you can apply this in a wide variety of situations because, you know, again, me sitting there going, oh my gosh, what? Are you kidding me? You know, she ain't even that good looking. I mean, whatever, you know, you would want to fall into that gossip trap as a leader. If you do that, you've just sabotage that person forever, I think.
Well, and honestly, like, you got to be poker face. You know, like, it's not even your words. It's your face. It's your body language. It is a really good opportunity to be well practiced at being as neutral as one can be while your brain processes it. And I think, again, like we talk about this so much, but like thinking this situation through is going to make it easier to not change your face. Like, right. Because you'll have thought it through and you've been like, oh, I've been waiting for this moment. I have an answer. I have a policy. I don't care. And please stop gossiping about people. Like, you'll be ready for that. Because there's going to be some kind of emotional response. Again, like my emotion went toward the person who was like tattling, right? Like I was like, hey, yeah. Mind your business. But there's going to be some kind of emotion. And this is one of those things that I think could kind of blindside you. And I think especially if it comes from the client side of things. Like you and I live in a fairly small area where it's I was at physical therapy the other day and talking to a guy and his sister lives on the same road that I do.
Wow, you know, right, like it's right.
That kind That's of where smallish we live. Yep. area. Yeah, yeah. So you are more likely probably, and again, like I don't know in the OnlyFans world, like I don't, there might be a way to block your county or your state or only be, yeah. Another, I have no idea. But in a situation where you are performing or working in like a local club, that's going to be, there's a great likelihood you're going to run into somebody you know. There just is. So I think the most important part is being ready when a client comes in with that. Because what is that client expecting from you at that point? Is that client coming to you and saying this is completely indignant and you should fire them? Are they trying to like, hey, raise their eyebrows? Hey, Dr. Right. E. Like, where is that coming from? Because again, I have a client conduct that I expect as well. And so if I think that my client is being sexually harassy by bringing it up, I'm going that route. If I think they're being indignant and we're going that route, and I'm thinking like, what am I going to say to them to preserve this relationship, or does this relationship need to be preserved?
All right. So viewfinders, I want to spin it just slightly because Becky's brought up a lot of things that are really sparking a lot of thoughts. And we've talked about this before. So if those of you that have listened for the last 7.5 years, you've heard us talk about this, but Becky, let's take that situation where, okay, they're not being paid for it, but maybe they do something that's provocative. And let's even take that step further, which I liked your addendum earlier. Let's say they're doing some kind of provocative TikTok dance or something, you know, whatever trendy things are going on in your clinic. So they're not getting paid, but they just do something. How do you, and you find out about it. What do you do in those situations?
So again, the manager side of me is saying, I have a clause that has already prepared me to tell you you're not allowed to take video in the clinic. You're not allowed to post video in the clinic. And if you are, it has to come through management and also be agreed to by the client. So I have a very strict social media policy within the clinic for that exact, not that reason,
right,
probably for every other reason right. you can think of. But now I'm going to apply it to this reason.
Right.
So very, very important that you have social media policies. And this is one you probably could lean into as well. And then two, this is not public property. It's private property.
Right.
And so I do have a right to say that you can't record or videotape and post those things. But simply said, you just have a really good, strict, clear social media policy that says if you are on these premises, you are not to be taking pictures, running video that is not cleared by management. And you are certainly not supposed to be posting it unless it is agreed, you know, something to that effect.
Yeah. And this became an issue. And the reason we did a whole podcast on it several years ago is probably when TikTok really started taking off. Because, Becky, you might remember there were a bunch of nurses that were like doing TikToks from their job. You remember that?
Well, it was an unboxer. She was unboxing on the on the company. I'm pretty sure she wasn't credentialed, by the way, calling herself a vet tech. But she was unboxing on client or at the clinic in her scrubs, in her thing, doing her thing. And I was like, is she getting paid for this? It's like a 45 minute unboxing video.
Right. So again, this is just another good reason to get ahead of it, to have a policy, because you know, like while we've painted this one issue with, you know, OnlyFans and nudity or whatever, those kind of things, remember it could not go to that extreme, but it still could be, you know, something that maybe you don't want. So right now you need to go back and review your social media policy, your posting policy, your image policy, whatever those things are, but you need to lock it down if this is the kind of thing that you're concerned about. And like Becky said, and I'm going to repeat it, Becky, because it needs to be repeated. If you think this won't happen to you, you're mistaken. You know, it's just too big now. I mean, this is just pervasive.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing with it is, you know, it's like tattoos and piercings and all that. We're like, oh, get ahead of it. I am telling you now, these things move like tsunamis in social media. Like when something goes, you know, as we know, I feel so old just even saying it like this, but like when things go viral and they get moving, like whew, all of a sudden it's on the news. You know what I mean? Right. And you don't, you haven't even had an opportunity. And, you know, if something like this, you know, you easily could have a client who smatters something over social media on your Facebook page about your employee. And you need to be ready to do damage control. You need to be ready to talk to or work with that employee, whatever it is. And again, I think because of the sexual nature specifically that we're talking about, yeah, when it comes to like OnlyFans or stripping, it becomes not only obviously legal stuff, but like really uncomfortable, yeah, right? Like I want to, yeah, be like, I don't care what you do on your spare time, topless and fishing or whatever gig you got going. Right. But like, why do I have to deal with it now? Is like, right, where I'm going to be. But like, it's, and like you said, as a male, like it's hard to talk about. So this is like one of those, you know, they say like practice those conversations about sex with your kids. Hey, yeah, office managers, practice your conversation about sex with the kids, because in this day and age, it's going to come across your desk in some way and you're going to be like, why am I even here right now?
Gosh, I really have enjoyed this conversation, Becky. I appreciate you, you know, daring to bring it up. You know, it's definitely one of those that we don't have any answers for, but we are adamant that you need to get ahead of this. You need to give some thought. You need to actually, yeah, you know, game it out and say, how would we do? What would we do? How would this impact us? What can we do to make a clear communication with our staff, right? Because this is still at the end of the day about managing expectations. And if people expect to be able to go and do whatever they want, whenever they want, then you need to manage that if you think it's appropriate. And if people feel like, gosh, I want to do my latest TikTok dance in the treatment area, and you don't like that, you need to make sure that you have some system, some protocol in place, because Becky, unfortunately, if you don't, then it will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's disaster response, right, and we hate that. And we're, right, here to kind of get in front of those and think about those things. And, you know, again, encourage your employees to do the things that you're, you know, if you're in support, be in support, let them know that you support them, but all you have to do is make that clear in your policies. It's really easy to do.
That's right. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. I mean, you know, have you encountered this in your clinic? If so, how did you handle it? And you may just want to send us a private email at veterinaryviewfinder@gmail.com. But we'd really like to hear your thoughts on this, because, you know, there also may be another trend that Becky and I are not aware of that is actually starting to gain momentum. And we'd like to get ahead of that as well. Becky, if people are curious about how to share their account information with us, where can they go on social media?
Well, I got news for you, Dr. E. I was going to talk to you about my new site. No, you can go strictly to Facebook and Instagram to Veterinary Viewfinder. You can email me at veterinaryviewfinder@gmail.com. And if you want a free subscription, you can go over to iTunes and hit subscribe to us for free.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, who knows, guys? You never know where this stuff will lead, but you just want to make sure that you have some say and control in it, because the worst thing that can happen is kind of like I was, deer in headlights and like, what? Oh, okay. And then you really are figuring it out on the go, and just get ahead of it, Becky.
Don't get caught with your pants down. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to leave it on that. Guys, stay safe. Have a great week. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I don't think we got any trouble.
No, I thought that was good.